Today's daf is daf Memches. It starts at 6 parak in Zvachit, Parakotche Kachim. So, we've mentioned oftentimes that the halacha by Kachim, at folks Kachim Kalam, the halacha is that they have to be shefted, they have to be slaughtered on the northern portion of the Azara. Again, like the pictures. When you're younger and you have a book and you want to see the pictures, because it makes it easier. When you learn the Gemara and you see the pictures, not good. So the halacha is that it has to be shefted in the northern part. Again, as my focus, we have three of my focus to what the northern part is, but the northern part. The question now is the Mishnah says, Kachi Kadoshim, Shechatan Berosh HaMizbeach. What did you do? You didn't shef them on the floor of the Zara. You went up to the top of the Mizbeach. I guess you were lazy, so you didn't want to walk all over the place. And they shefted, you have to bring the animal up. But you shefted on the top of the Mizbeach. All the way on top. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ki ilu nishchatu v'tzalfon. It is as if they are shefted on the tzalfon side, and therefore the kasha. If they're shefted on the tzalfon. Rashi says, Gemara Yelot Taim. We're going to learn out the reason in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, he argues, this is a different Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechati Mizbeach L'dorom K'dorom, Mechati Mizbeach L'tzalfon L'tzalfon. Again, we're not. The assumption right in Gemara is going to make is that according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, the Mizbeach is smack in the middle between. So, based on that assumption, which is the Havamina right now, is that so from the northern portion to the north, that's Kasher. From the southern portion south, that's Pasul for Kachi Kachim. It's not in the north of the Azara. It would be Kasher probably for Kachi Kalim, because for Kachi Kalim, we just need Pnei Olamoi. And anywhere in the Azara would be good. But for Kachi Kachim, we need north. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, you would say, what he would hold, is Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kai. The entire Mizbeach, right? The entire Mizbeach is in the north. So I'm sure they have a picture. The way you would set up would be that the Kevesh would go, the opening to the Ulam was the midway point. The ramp of the Mizbeach would go right up through the southern side, and beginning on the northern side, parallel to the midpoint of the opening of the Heichal would be the Yisod. The Mizbeach is 32 Amos, and it would be due, oh, that would be, all on the northern side, from the middle point of the opening to the Ulam and the Heichal, to the right on the pictures, which is the north. That's what he goes. Don't look at that picture. That picture has a difference. Okay, fine. But you have to put the Yisod would be at that midpoint. So now the entire Mizbeach is in the north. So the Gemara says, well, my Ki'ilu, wait a second. So if the whole Mizbeach is in the north, so why does the Mishnah say it's Ki'ilu Mishnah to the Tzafo? As if. It isn't in the Tzafo. So the Gemara answers, no, my Ki'ilu, ma'u detainu by Inan al Yerach, you would think that you need al Yerach. Right? The Pasuk says, Mishafat also al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona, next to, or on the side of the Mizbeach. That's Pashtus. The side of the Mizbeach. But on top of the Mizbeach, it's not on top of the Mizbeach, that's on top of the Mizbeach. So you would think you would need Yerach, Kamash Malan. So it brings over here, what does it mean, Kamash Malan? Right? Kamash Malan what? That you don't need Yerach? Or Kamash Malan that this is considered Yerach? HaMizbeach Tzafona. Right? So the Shita Mekubetza says that, he goes, wait a second, he says, on Daf Tavav, we use Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona, Yerach to hassle shefting an animal that's hanging in the air. It has to be mounted on the ground. Right, so she taught me, he says, "Does the Im Tomer Ve'Eim Einachanami the Parakabalo Muchak to be in Al Yerach La'Akev?" She says, "No, but Yesh Lomar the Hashem Hainu Le'Inyan Avir." That it says Yerach Mizbeach Tzafon. That is the Ikuva. We here it's just saying Yerach Mizbeach. That's only to exclude if you were hanging the animal in the air. That's where you need Yerach. But Khan, it's not Avir, and it's not considered in. So therefore, maybe what you're saying here is that not that you don't need Yerach. You do need Yerach according to the Shita Mekubetza. But on top of the Mizbeach counts as if it is Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. Top Tosef also points out, it's interesting, Lashem says, Kachi Kadoshim Sheshchatam Rosh Mizbeach, which is Mashmal Lashem of the Dievet. If they were shechted on top of the Mizbeach, then you can do that. So Tosef points out, but no, really, Midoraiso Shokhet L'Chafila. Really, Midoraiso, you can shecht up there. It's not only the Dievet. Midoraiso. Yeah, it's 32 by 32, so minus the Yisod, so it's about 30 Amos by 30 Amos. On top is 30 amas by 30 amas. No, there's three different parts where there are fires. There's two other small fires. We'll talk about one of the other fires today. 30 amas by 30 amas. How to figure out what's an amas like this? So one time, so the middle of the night, or the first thing in the morning, the guy decides, you know what, I don't want to walk with the halacha anymore. I'd rather walk with the animal. So he brings the animal up the ramp and shucks on top. How big is the animal? How big is the animal? Taking the sheep. Right, so
Tosafot says, he points out, the Raisa Shokha the Chil, you could do it, Kiddushin and Lambi Zavachtalov. And the reason, and it only says, but the evidence here is because the Rabbanon said it's, you should do it because maybe the behemoth will be mostly dwelling on top of the Mizbeach, and that's not the fright of the sheep there, which is possible. So maybe they, that's why they, the Rabbanon said not to do it on top of the Mizbeach. However, I saw, there is a Machlokas, right? Tosafot says to be the Raisa, you can do it. The Rambam just used Lashon HaShashachdon, and he says in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos, he says Kachik Kadashim Ein Shofin Oso Ela B'Tzvorn HaMizbeach. It doesn't mention the Mizbeach itself, so it's matching from the here in the Shari Hetal. He's basically he's Medayik up from the Rambam. Really, it's only in the Rabbanon. It only is in the Bidyevin if you did it on top of the Mizbeach. You know, sometimes you have to give nafas to people. Anyway. If there's motzi glolim on top of the mizbeach, that's a gnai to the mizbeach. Right. So if it's on top of the mizbeach, then you don't want to want it to be there. Okay. So that's what we said. So the point we have now is that Rav Yossi says that the mizbeach is all in the north. Therefore, we shech on top of the mizbeach. It's kosher. So Amarli Rav Zera the Rav Asi Elamiyat, the point of understanding of the machlokas. Then you're going to say that the reason why Rav Yossi Yehuda says half and half is because he holds the mizbeach is half and half. The midway point of the mizbeach line squash to the midway point between the Pesach of the Ulam and the Pesach of the Heifel, which means half of the Mizbeach is in the north and half is in the south. That's why the north side is Kashim, 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 and the south side will be Pasal. So, Amalei Rabbi Zeir Ravasi, Elmi Yachl, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Hachinami, Chetcha B'Tzafon, Lefetcha B'Darom. That should be the case, but the Mara says, I can't be. B'chitema Hachinami, maybe you'll say that's true, can't be, but Ha'achu De'amar, you, right, you Rabbi Asi, the one who said, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochan, in the name of Rabbi Yochan, that Modi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, She'im Shachaton Kinegdon Bekarka Psula. Whatever the Metzias is, we'll get to the Metzias, and Rashi points out, if somehow you shefted on the floor beneath the Mizbeach, meaning on the floor space where the Mizbeach would be, he would say that it's, so he says it's Pasul. But why would it be Pasul? If half of the Mizbeach is in the north side, let's say you remove that half of the Mizbeach and you shefted over there. It's in the north of the Azara. So why would it be Pasul? No, on the bottom. Remove the Mizbeach. When Metzias will get to, stand there without the Mizbeach. So on that floor portion of the Mizbeach, if it's all in the north, then it should be kosher. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's still possible there. Mashma, that portion of the Mizbeach is not in the north. So then we have to figure out, so then why is it kosher on top of on the Mizbeach? That's because there's a kosher. So therefore we see clearly from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mizbeach is not half and half. Because if the Mizbeach was half and half, then the northern half on the bottom would be kosher for Shvikas kosher kosher. So Gemara says, so Amalei, no, Hachi ka Amar Rabbi Yochan. We're not going to have a raya one way or another as to whether it's all in the north, not in the north. Actually, you know what? According to Rav Asi, according to Rav Yossi, it's all in the north. But we don't know, right, the fact that Rabbi Yochan, I'll say it this way, the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the north, he doesn't learn it out from our Mishnah. He does hold that. But he doesn't learn, that's not the limit from our Mishnah. That was a Kabbalah that he had. And the Machlokus in our Mishnah, whether you can shef kache kachim on the top of the Mizbeach, I guess the Machlokus is on that southern portion of the Mizbeach, has nothing to do with where the Mizbeach is located. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the entire Mizbeach is in the south. We have that clear. Because otherwise the bottom would be kosher. The entire Mizbeach is in the south. Yet he holds, you can still shech in the northern portion of that Mizbeach. Why? Hachi ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shneyem Mikra Echad Darshim. Let's focus on how the Darshan of Pasuk. Right, the Pasuk says, by the Mizbeach, Mizbeach Adam Ota'aseli, and then it says, V'zavachta Allah, you shech on it, Es Olosecha Ve'eshlamecha. You can shech on top of it, your Olos, which is Kachi Kachim, and Shlamim, which is your Kachi Kalim. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, based from here, right, Kulo, the Ola, the Kula of Shlomim. You see from here that you could shift on it, all of it for Ola, all of it for Shlomim. The entire top of the Mizbeach is kosher. Forget where the Mizbeach is located. Ain Hakanami that he holds, that this Manoma holds that the Mizbeach is in the north. He's learning that you could shift on top of the Mizbeach, not because it's in the north, but because the Pasuk tells him. Olosecha Shlomecha, on top. Right? But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sabah, no. He says, it says, Es Olosecha Veshlomecha, Chetzio LaOla, half of it could be for the Ola, regardless of where the Mizbeach is located. The northern, the part of the Mizbeach that's facing the north, that half, even though it's all in the south,
what's the northern part of the Mizbeah, that's kosher for Ola. V'chetzio l'shlamim. I would say half. It can't be half for Shlomim. The entire thing can be kosher for Shlomim because it's, as long as it's Pnei Olamot, it should be fine. So, he says, the Esau Kadaita Kula Ola kosher, because if you're going to hold like the other Rav Yossi, that the entire Mizbeah is kosher for the Ola, Hashta Kula Ola kosher, Kula Shlomim Mivai, if you're telling me that the entire Mizbeah is kosher for Ola, why is the Pasuk to tell me it's kosher for Shlomim? If it's good enough for Kachin Kachin, which needs north, and the Torah is telling me that this is considered as north, then obviously it's good enough for the entire for the Shlomim, which doesn't need north. So therefore he says, based on that logic, you deduce from the Pasuk that half is good for the Ola, and I'm assuming that the entire thing is good for the Kachin Kachin. He says, Kachin Shlomim, it can't be. It has to be the whole thing. So that's why... Yeah, I don't know how they can say that, because you can even shift the Shlomim like, behind the Hefa. As long as you have those openings. That's what I have to look into that. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now that's where Yosef Yehuda, it's a good limud. Why would you need Shlomim in the Pasuk? If you say the entire thing is Kashuv Ola, why do you need Shlomim in the Pasuk? So why is Shlomim mentioned in the Pasuk? So the Ida, so Rav Yossi, who says that the Mizbeach is kosher kul ola the kul shlamim, it's terif. You need to have shlamim there. Saka dai de chamina, ola hu de dachik le makom. Aba shlamim is lo dachik le makom eim alo, kamash malon. He says, maybe, let me just answer my question before, maybe you would say, the ola has very few places in the place of Mitzvah where it can be shafted. It's limited in its space, it's constricted, right? The dachik le. So the Torah gave us a dispensation, and top, a long with Tzachon, you can step on top of the Mizbeah. But by the Shlamim, you don't need to get that dispensation. Why are you bringing the Shlamim on top of the Mizbeah? Shef it anywhere else. Therefore, the Torah had to go out of its way and say Shlamim, and tell them that even at the top of the Mizbeah is even kosher for Shlamim. Okay. So, even on the southern half, which means the northern half, okay, not. So now the Gemara, so basically what came out from here is that Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether or not you can shef kachin kachin in the entirety of the top of the Mizbeah is based on a drasha and a pasuk, right? It's not because of their machlokas as to where the Mizbeah is located, right? And the gabe the Mizbeah, right, where the Mizbeah is located, Rabbi Yochanan did have a Kabbalah, I probably skipped that line, no, he said, the entire, he has to address the open line of the Gemara, that the entire Mizbeah is in the north, that's irrelevant to our point right now, the entire Mizbeah is in the north, and it points to Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, because the bottom is not kosher, the assumption is that he holds the entire Mizbeah is in the south. So therefore, if you shef it from the bottom, connect with the karko, it's possible. So basically, we have two machlokas come out of here. Machlokas number one, about whether or not the northern portion of the Mizbeah is kosher for kachin. That's a machlokas that rushes upon Pesukim. And on top of that, we've learned out from the Gemara that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda as to where the Mizbeah is located. Is it all in the north or all in the south? Obviously a third sheet that we can say it's midway. Okay. That's a machlokas we saw between Tosos and the Rambam. The Oraisa. Mid the Rabbanan, you certainly should not be putting, even according to Tosos, Mid the Rabbanan, you should not be doing it on top. If you did it on top, according to Tosos, if you did it on top, it's kosher with the Tila. According to the Rambam, it's kosher with the Eva. In the Rambam, it's kosher. But this is the, I don't know if the Nachmanides necessarily is, but that's. Why would you want to do that? We're trying to learn out the halachas. We're trying to learn out the halachas. Hey, look at the pictures. This looks like a lot of room in the pictures. Why would you want to bring it up there? You want to bring it? No, it's not. It's not. There's a lot of room up there. There's room. Right. Not so complex. The fire's not there. One fire only burns in the morning. Maybe it's not there the whole time. You do it on the side. You don't want to. You're worried about there aren't enough kohanim. You can't pass it off to somebody to walk to the mizbeah. So you do it up there. Listen, that's the metzias. The metzias of the Gemara is they shift on top of the mizbeah. If they wanted to, there is plenty of room. If there wasn't room, they wouldn't have the metzias. There's room on top of the mizbeah. The question is whether it's kosher with a chilur b'diyeva. That's my focus. Rashi and Tosos and the Rambam. Why they would want to do that? I don't know. I don't know the psychology of the barn. Okay, so Gemara says Gufa, right? What did we say before? Gufa. Amar Rav Ati, Amar Rav Yochanan, Modi Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Shimshata Kenegna Bakarka Pesulos. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yossi was Modi. This is how we learned that he says the entire Mizbeach is in the southern portion of the
of the chaser. He says the entire that if you shefted kinegdon in the karka, kineged the mizbeach on the floor, whatever that means, that is psulos. So amar rabach mitzit ravina my kinegdon bekarka. What does it mean kinegdon bekarka? So iwema, if you say you shefted amar yisod and amar sova, like you mentioned it, that you shefted on the, which is even more difficult, but it's only an amar wide, that somehow you shefted it on the yisod, right, which is on the bottom, or the sove, which is the platform that went around the mizbeach, then what do you how is that connected to karka, right? Gufei the mizbeach, that's mamash the mizbeach. If people, you'll see later on that some people actually count the ama yisod and the ama and the ama of the sove as part of the 32 amas dimensions of the mizbeach. That's part of the mizbeach. So that's not connected to karka, but oh, my connected to karka. Connected to karka means on the ground. They're not on the ground. One is, I guess, half 16 amas up, and one is, one ama up. They're not on the ground. No matter how you slice it, it's not the ground. So that can't be the case of what it means to connect to karka. V'chi tema, maybe you'll say, the oven mechilos b'karka, v'shokit b'hu. Some of you dug tunnels. I think it means. You dug tunnels under the ground. And you shecht it under there. So you shecht it in the tunnels. This can't be. Because that itself would pass on the mizbeach. V'chi havi gavna, mi havi mizbeach. If you have tunnels underneath the mizbeach, that's not a kosher mizbeach. The mizbeach has to be on solid, what? Has to be on solid ground. Vatanya, the pasuk says, mizbach adama tasali. You have to make a mizbach adama. Sheyem uchubor ba'adama. It has to be connected to the ground. Shelo yivnenu lo agav mechilos. It can't be built on top of tunnels. Lo agav gefin. I guess it can't have like these overturned supports that it's on. It has to be mamash on the ground. So if you have these tunnels that you bore underneath, that part of the mizbeach is on top of the tunnels. So that can't be connected to karka. It's another issue with what the mizbeach is going to do. I think there's a mafuk that went out beneath the stone, perhaps the putz, like the Kaddish Ritzvah. Didn't we see that in the Gemara? It comes off your dollar. Yeah, how far down did it go? Anyway, the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha. What's the case? The batzrei batzuri. Somehow, you cut off a piece of the mizbeach. Now, it can't be that the mizbeach, Rashi points out, it can't be the mizbeach was a full 32 amas, 32 amas, and then you chopped it, part of it. And then you shefted it on that extra, that portion of the mizbeach was. Because the mizbeach has to be 1 to 2 feet. It must be, somehow, either when they were rebuilding the mizbeach, or one mizbeach got ruined and went to the shop to be fixed. Hopefully insurance covers it. They went to the shop to be fixed, so they had these backup kalim, and the backup kalim wasn't 32 by 32, say it was 28 by 28, the backup sleeve. That was the dummy tire, which was always smaller than the regular tire. So it was that. So it was 28 by 28. So then, you had those extra four amos, all around, but okay, it's bigger. It was 24 by 24. So you have extra amos. You have extra amos where the mizbeach would normally be, and you shecht it there. That's where Rav Yosef Yehuda is saying that it's possible. Even though if you shecht with the mizbeach was a fuller mizbeach, and you went on top and you shecht it on top there, it would be kosher. But if you went down over there in that area on the floor, that's possible. Why? Because mizbeach is a top. It doesn't count. Right. I mean, he talks in the back here about, I don't want to get into that, about whether he could shef above this one, is there? Maybe, but I thought you need them as bad right, so maybe it would be a case where we built a small one that doesn't have enough room to shef on top, so we built a small enough one, and you shef it on the bottom. I mean, you have the other issues that everyone brings up about function of spine. I said, okay, there's a custom that half of it, the northern half, according to Yosef Yehuda, the northern half is kachim, even though it's south, there's a custom that can feed up there, and it's obviously good for all kachim column. And according to Rav Yossi, if you could, for two reasons it's good. Number one, it's good because it's in the north. Number two, the greatest custom is that the entire area on top of the mizbeach is kachim for shechita. That picture, I don't know. No, the northern side. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the north. The northern side. But that picture says what? That picture has the mizbeach where? That picture has the mizbeach basically. Oh, it's weird. I would think this looks more like the entire, it's like half and half. I don't know what is that. It's sort of like amorphous as to where it pictures it. Okay. Next. So, Amar Rav Zera. Efshar Isa Lahadar Rav Yochanan, Velo Tanina Levi Masnisen. Is it possible that Rav Yochanan heard the halacha of Yossi that the entire mizbeach is in the north, and there's no mishnah to support him? It's just a shmua. Can't be. So what does he do?
Nufak Duk Ba'ashka. So he went around looking at the Mishnayos, and he found a Mishnah that supports the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, the first Rabbi Yossi, that the entire Mizbeach is in the north. This is a Mishnah in Tanid. We're going to spend the rest of the daf explaining this Mishnah, how it becomes a support. So, start the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is talking about things that are done in the Mikdash in preparation for the carbon, for the Hakravos of the Korban Tamid. Right? Right? And so after they Masada the Maracha Gadola, right? Abi Masada said the Mara Mishnah Abbasol, Maracha Gadola, they had the Maracha Gadola on top, right? They put trees of firewood up there for the fire. So Beiru Misham, they went from the Lishka where they kept the trees, Beiru Misham, Eitzei Te'ena Yafim, these nice palm trees, right? Fig trees, sorry. These nice fig trees. Fig trees, I guess it's like an indication towards like the Te'ena, they would get Eitzei Te'ena Yafim, right? And they would bring them on top of the outer Mizbeach, V'stadem Ma'arach Vashniyah Shokotores, to make the smaller Ma'arach Vashniyah, which is closer to the Hichal, which where they would burn coals, and they would take from those coals, and that would be used every day to be brought inside for the Ketores, right? And they would do that keneged keren ma'aravis dromis mashach min a keren klafei tzafon arba amos. They would do it. Where would they put this second ma'aracha? This is a small ma'aracha. They would put it on the southwest side of the mizbeach, pulled away from the corner north, right, for amos. So if you have in that picture, the southwest side would be like the top left part of the Mizbeah. That's the southwest corner. And pull it north 4 amos. So it's 4 amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeah on that side. Right? And what would they do? And how much tree would they have? But Omed Chamesh in Gutalim. They would take enough trees to make enough coals that would equal 5 saw. But on Shabbos, they would take more trees, because on Shabbos, you had to deal with the Bezichei Lehono, the Shabbos would be Shmonas in Gefalim. They would take more trees to make more coals, because they needed more to make Eitzah, Shasham, because on the Maracha, on this Maracha, Hayunosin Shnei Bezichei Lehono Shalecham Panim. They would be Matir, the 2 spoonfuls of Lehono that were on the side of the Shulchan where the Lechem Panim was, and they would need enough coals to burn this. So you had more to burn, you had to have put more trees. So on Shabbos, they put more trees there. What? Yeah, it must have been. I don't know. With the shovels, I guess. So Rav Zera continues. So the Gemara says, and mice, right, the Mishnah continues, right, they bring a simon as to where the Maracha Shniyah should be, right? The simon was, Bekeren Maravish Dromis, Moshuk Arba Amos Latzafo. So the Gemara says, or Rav Zera asks, V'yesh V'masi Mana. What's the purpose of the siman? To give us the siman of where it's located. So he says the purpose of the siman is Rabbi Yossi. It's to teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yossi. What's the halacha of Rabbi Yossi? Different halacha of Rabbi Yossi. We'll get to Mizbeah, pardon Yossi. The Sanya, we have a brisa that says as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer, right? Rashi points out at the bottom of the page, it's Dam Rabbi Yossi Bar Halacha. Okay? So he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, zes siman. This you should keep in your hands. Kol nita hanita b'tnim. Anything that you need to take from the inside, from the hechal, li nasein b'chutz, to put on the mizbeach outside, eino nitan ela b'samuch she'ein l'tnim. Since it's coming from the inside, it has to be placed on the outer mizbeach at the place that's closest to the opening of the hechal, which would be the western portion. This is the western part of the mizbeach, so that's closest to the hechal. Or is it the northern western part, depending on where the mizbeach is located. Now you see where we're trying to go. So he said, and the other thing is called the kol anita b'chutz, anything that's taken from the outside. If you have to take something off the outer mizbeach to bring it to the northern mizbeach, you should be taking it off the outer mizbeach from the place that's closest to the hechal. That's where it should come off of the mizbeach. So anything that has to do with the inner sanctuary should be taken or put on the part of the mizbeach that's closest to the hechal. So the Torah says, Kol hanita b'fim l'yotim b'chutz, ma'inihu. What is the thing that's taken from the inside and brought up on the outside? So ilei mashirayi, we're talking about the leftover blood of the chatas apanimios, that you're supposed to pour it, that right, you sprinkle the blood on the inside, and then you pour the blood, that's leftover blood, b'chutz, on the outer mizbeach, on the yisod, and you come to tell me that you should pour it on the yisod that's closest to the heichal,
I don't need this sifra because it's the hedge of pasukle. It's written in the page of the pasuk. So the pasuk says in the yikra parak dalad, right? It says but not sinakom idam al karnas mizbech toras asamim, and then it says that's called down par yishpoch el yisod mizbacha ola asher pesach ol moi. You should pour it on the yisod that's closest to the pesach ol moi. So that can't be what we're learning about. That's the parish of the pasuk. So the su and again the other on the other side, what is kol hanita b'chutz l'nasa b'tnim? What is the thing that's taken from the outside and brought inside? So my nihu ilim would be kolim shal yom kippurim. If you're talking about the coals of Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol would take from the Mizbeach Chitzon, he would take coals from the Mizbeach in order to use them to be Makdir, the Torah Samim Daka, right? So Rabbi Yossi's come to teach us that you have to take it from a place that's close to the Heichal. Again, that's Mehejik Sibbahu, because the Pasuk says, Vilaka Mulo Hamachta Gachleish, Neyal HaMizbeach Milipnei Hashem, the Pasuk of Hebrew. Mar doesn't say it in here, but the point is Milipnei Hashem. So you learn now from Milipnei Hashem, that's from the place that's closest to Hashem. With Hashem in the Heichal, whatever that means, is in the Shekhinah, in the Heichal. You take it from the part of the Mizbeach that's closest to the Heichal. So those are Befeirish and Pesukim. So what is the Sima that Rabbi Yossi is giving us from the Braisa? So Ella, what's the case? It's Kol what's Kol Hanita b'Tnim Yilatim b'Chutz? What does it mean? Something that's taken from the inside, brought to the outside? That's talking about Shnei Bazich Levonah Shalechem Apanim. Those are the two spoonfuls or shovelfuls of Levonah that go with the Lechem Apanim that are taken out on Shabbos from the Shulchan, from the Heichal, and they're poured onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Rabbi Yossi is teaching us that those have to be put on the Mizbeach Pesach Olamoid, closest to the opening of the Olamoid. Why do we know that? The Gamrim Mishrayim, because you learned that out from the Shayori Hadam of the Fatas Pneumios that are poured on the Yisod closest to the Heichal. So you see that anything that comes from the inside to the outside has to be done on the Mizbeach. It's done on a portion of the Mizbeach that's closest to the Heichal. And what's the other side? And Hanita b'chutz l'natim b'pnim. What is taken from the outside brought to the inside? That's gecholim dechol yom v'yomo. Those are the coals of every single day that are taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, from the Maracha HaShniyah, and you're brought into the Heichal for the purpose of being used to help with the Haktoros, with the Ketoros. And the Gomra Mikacholim Shal Yom Kippur. But we learned it out from the Mikacholim of Yom Kippur, which the Feirah says that it's taken from the portion of the Mizbeach that's closest to the Heichal. So now we have what the Siman is. Now we have to still, how is this Mishnah a proof that Rabbi Yossi holds, how is this Mishnah a proof that there's a Shita that says that the entire Mizbeach is in the Sukkah? Either it's put into that place or it's taken from that place. Well, from the portion that's closest to the Heichal, we'll say for now. Right. So now, basically, fine. So that's what we have now. So now, Rabbi Zeira understands that this Mishnah, right, this Mishnah who tells me that the Makom of this Maracha Shnia is where? He said it's the Keren Maravis Dromis Mishukul Atzachon Dal Armos, right? That's going to point to Shita Rabbi Yossi, who says that everything's in the north. So Umayka Sabar, right? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Gabi Makom Mizbeach that he has. Why do you have to pull it away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach Dalet Amos? Ika Sabar Kulam Mizbeach Madarim Kai. Let's say he would hold that the entire Mizbeach is in the Darim. Okay, just keep in mind that in front of the Mizbeach you have the opening to the Ulam, which is 20 Amos, and you have the opening to the Heichal besides that, which is 10 Amos. Okay, so there is going to be a machlokas whether the Ulam has the same kedusha of the Heichal. So therefore, you have 20 amos to work with, or you only have 10 amos to work with. But we'll get to that in a minute as well. But let's say you hold that the entire Mizbeach is in the south. So you don't need 4 amos, you only need 27 amos. Why? How does that work? Because, let's just say the opening of the Heichal is 10 amos. The opening of the Heichal is midpoint. So right down the middle of that opening of the Heichal is the dividing line between north and south. So if the entire Mizbeach is on the south, that means the entire Mizbeach is to the left of the, on the picture of the opening to the Heichal. So therefore what? You only have, in order to get to have these things close to the Sikh of the Heichal, you only have 5 amos to work with. Because the Mizbeach is due south, 5 amos of the opening is in the south. So you have it 5 amos, you only have the northernmost 5 amos to get Sikh of the Heichal. The entire Mizbeach is 32 by 32. If you want to get it, the minimum amount to get the Maracha to be Pesach Olamoed, we need to pull it 27 amos across. To pull 27 amos across, our Michigan says you need 4. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, well, maybe Inami Kasabra Kedushas Heichal Ulam Chadahi. Maybe you don't have 10 amos to work with, you have 20 amos of the opening of the Ulam. So Inachan Amish, now I have 5 more amos to work with. So how many amos do I have to pull it? Have to pull it north to Maracha? Not 27, not 4, but 22. 22 amos across. I'm sure the picture is good.
So he says, Inam Kasafer, because usually Hechab Ulam Chadahi, so Esrim Vitarti Boy Mesi. So it can't be the entire Mizbeach is in the south. Okay, let's do another way. Maybe, Ikasabr Chetzio Bisafam the Chetzio Bidorum. We'll say the Mizbeach is due right in the middle. Half of the Mizbeach is in the north, half of the Mizbeach is in the south. So what happens now? If half of the Mizbeach is in the north, and half of the Mizbeach is in the south, so you only have, that means, so the Mizbeach is 32 Amos, right? The Mizbeach is 32 Amos. You have the 10 Amos in the middle, connected to the Pesach of the Hekel. What's, you have, and 5 Amos is north, and that 5 Amos is south of that. In order to get Pesach Oel, you got to get to that 5 Amos portion. So how much do you have to move it from where the Mizbeach is? You got to move it 11 Amos, right? You have to pull it 11 Amos. Just look at the picture. Just look at the picture. You'll see. You need 11 Amos to come in. The inami kasabar kedushas hechav ulam kada milsehi. And let's say you don't have 10 Amos of the psich of the hechav. You have 20 Amos of the psich of the ulam. So you have 5 extra Amos to play with. What does 5 extra Amos give you? Instead of 4, you still need to move it 6 Amos north to get it to be flush with the psich of the hechav, which in this case would be flush with the psich of the ulam. So then it'd be 6 Amos. Look at the picture. Just look at the picture in the art scroll on the bottom. We're trying to prove why you would need that the Varacha Katana only has to be pulled, that if you pull it 4 Amos away from the southern portion of the Mizbeach, it becomes Mul Pesach Ol Moed. It now is flush with the opening to the Hechav. So if you say that the Mizbeach is all the way in the north, in order to get to the point where there is a point in the Mizbeach that's flush with the opening of the Hechav, you would need either 27 Amos or 22 Amos, not 4 Amos that our Mishnah says. If you say that the Mizbeach is half in the north, half in the south, in order to get to the point where you would have be on top of the Mizbeach and be rule the opening of the Pesach of the Heichal, you would need to set 11 Amos or 6 Amos. Our Mishnah says 4 Amos. Because that's what we just said. That's what that was the simon that we said, that anything that's taken from the inside, from the outside, brought to the inside, has to be taken from the place that's closest to the Heichal. Closest to the Heichal means it's mamish flush with the opening. Rachel, right there. Right. So now I'm just playing with the numbers. Yes, you have to situate the Rachel right there. The closest point to the opening of the Heichal is flush with the opening of the Heichal. Which is either 10 Amos, it's 10 Amos, the Ulam is 20 Amos. So there's a machlokes whether the Ulam has the same Kedusha of the Heichal. So if the Ulam has the same Kedusha of the Heichal, then we're playing with 20 Amos opening, which means we would have 5 extra Amos to work with. 20 Amos means 10 extra Amos. If it's half and half, we have 5 extra Amos to work with, and then you would have to, instead of 11 Amos, it'd be 6 Amos. But our Mishnah says 4 Amos, you have to move the Marach Katana. It's supposed to be the part of the Mizbeach that the earliest part of the Mizbeach that makes it flush with the opening to the handle. So, if the entire Mizbeach is in the south, then it's either 27 Amos or 22 Amos to get flush with the opening. If it's half and half, if it's half north, half south, then it's either 11 Amos or 6 Amos to get flushed with the opening. So it must be, the Gemara says, El Olav, Mishud the Kasavar, Kulim Mizbeach Atzofim Chai. The entire Mizbeach is in the north. So the entire Mizbeach is in the north. Therefore what? The entire Mizbeach is in the north. Remember, the opening to the Heichal is right the midpoint. Now we shifted everything to the right on the picture. Right? So what happens is that you have now the entire Mizbeach to the north. You have 5 Amos to play with, that is where the Mizbeach is flush with the opening. So why do you need 4 Amos? Do it right on here. So he says, we need 4 Amos. The Hani Arba Amos or what? Because part of the calculation, I mentioned before, part of the calculation of Mizbeach is Amma Yisod, that's 1 Amma. Amma Soviv, that's Tuma. Amma Malkin Kronos, the corners of Mizbeach, to make up another Amma. And then you need a place to walk, the Amma Ragle Kohanim, the Chimash Levei Tvei, two Lekha Pesach. And then you need an Amma for the Kohanim. And then you put the Marocha down. And if you put the Marocha any further north, it's no longer flush with the opening of the Heichal. And the Heichal is only 5 Amos to the north. So in the fourth Amma, that's where it's flush. You move to the next Amma away, then it's now facing the door. So you see that you need, must be that the reason why it's 4 Amos away is because the entire Mizbeach is in the north. It's the only way it works out to get to 4 Amos. And that's how we have a Mishnah that goes like Rav Yossi, that the entire Mizbeach is in the north. So the home was opposite to the opening of the Heichal would be the Yisod, that little corner Yisod, that's right in the middle of the Heichal. And then there's one, so the fire is, there's one Amma you can take into consideration for the Yisod. Mizbeach didn't start there yet.
then there's another ama that you take in consideration for the tovik, mizbeach doesn't start there yet, the actual part of the mizbeach. Then there's another ama with the kohanim sar, mizbeach doesn't start there yet. They have to move another ama so the kohanim can walk, and you put the maracha right there. So now the maracha is what is that's the earliest place you can put the maracha and still be flush with the opening of the heichal. If you move it one more ama to the north, it will no longer be flush with the opening. The maracha you're moving on top, where you put the fire. It's a pile of wood. No, the whole mizbeach is in the north. Only five amas is connected to the opening of the heichal. Right. So the Gemara says, okay.
What?
Right, we're playing with the numbers just to figure it out. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. So Rav Ada says, wait a second. Why are you saying that this is Bedavka Rav Yosi? Right? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. Right? Hamani, who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can go like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mizbeach Memutza, but only the Emsa Hazara. He says the Mizbeach stands right smack in the middle of the Hazara. Half and half, north and south. It's half and half. And therefore, and what? And the Mizbeach itself, including the Yesod, is 32 Amos across. Ustayim, right? Ushloshim Ustayim Amos Hayelo. Esther Amos, Kenegat Pisco Shel Heichal. And the middle 11 Amos are Kenegat the Pesach of the Heichal. But the middle 11 amos are there. But he says, right, pistol shehichol, achaz atri amos, sorry. Eser, exactly. Eser amos connected pistol shehichol. The middle 10 amos go flush with the opening of the heichol. If you would move the mizbeach into the heichol, you would close it up because 10 amos, and then you have 11 on either side. It's perfect. So it's 32 amos across, 10 plus 11 plus 11, 32. Right, kineged pisgos shel heichal, ve'achar asar amim mikan, ve'achar asar mikan, nimsa mizbeach mekuvan kineged heichal. So therefore, you see that the mizbeach is kineged the entire heichal. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So why do you need four amos for Rabbi Yehuda? Sof, for Rabbi Yehuda, chatzrei boilem mesim. We just said you need 11 to get there. You need 11 amos to get there. And ikasar b'kedusha heichal ulam chadim milzahi. Right, we just saw this before. And if you say that the kedusha of the opening of the ulam, which is 20 amos, is the same thing as the opening of the Heichal, the same Kedusha. So what'd you do? You added an extra five Amos on my side. So I subtracted five Amos from where I need to move the Maracha north. So I had to move the Maracha north to six Amos. Still doesn't fit with the four Amos. So he says, Mi Sabras Hani Arba Amos Bahade Amo Yisod Ba'Amo Sobev. Who says that you have to take into consideration the Sobev and the Yisod? Take out the Sobev and the Yisod. So I'm only working with the 30 Amos on top. And where do I move it? So then it's only four Amos to move it across. The Sobev is one, Sobev is two, then Then I have to move it, and then I have the right, so he says, Arba Amos, Bar Me Ami Yisobi Amos Sobev. It's, so it's six Amos away from the Yisod, but four Amos on top of the Mizbeah. There you go. That's what you have. So the Gemara says, okay, now the Gemara asks, okay, wait a second. It's all in the picture, it's just numbers. It's just numbers. You have to look at where they're putting the mizbeach and count the numbers, subtract the numbers. It's all it is. There's no svara here. It's just we're trying to figure out where we're putting the maracha. That's the whole point. We're trying to figure out where we're putting the maracha. The Mishnah says we put the maracha four amos away from the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, in order so that it would then be flush with an opening to the Heichal. But if depending on where the Mizbeach is, in order to become flush with the opening to the Heichal, you would have to move the Maracha around. That's what we're saying. Right. Please play on that. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. Now we just established it's possible to say that the Mishnah is talking about what's half and half, and it's quote-unquote for Rav Yehuda, but we had a half and half option for Rav Yosi before. So why don't we just say the Mishnah's half and half according to Rav Yosi? And why do we have to say it's Rav Yehuda? Why? Mar says, "V'nofak Rabbi Yosi b'kimutza." Let's say the mission is like Rabbi Yosi is talking about the mizbeach is the midway. Mishum the Rabbi Yehuda shemanalei mimutza behedja, because we have a famous brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda says it's in the middle. That's why I want to put that in the middle. Rabbi Yosi, we're trying to figure out. So once I have the Mishnah tried to prove from our mission, from this mission of Tamid, that the entire mizbeach is in the north, because it couldn't be that Rabbi Yochanan just had a shmua that is held in the north. Comes out that it's possible to say that our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yosi, the entire Mizbeach in the north. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mizbeach is halfway, which I think is maybe it's supposed to be in most pictures, it's halfway. And what does the four Amos mean? The four Amos means that you have six Amos
it has to be that you include the psich, the opening of the ulam, as the same kedusha as the opening of the heifal, which means you have six amos. You need to move it six amos away from the yisod to get it to be flush with the opening of the heifal. But you don't count the amos of the yisod. You don't count the amos of the yisod. It's four amos.
Okay, today's shir was sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Freund, Zeichen Ishmas, Mr. Freund's father, Zev ben Mrs. Freud's father, the Zeichen Ishmas Zev ben Aaron Mordechai. It's also sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskell, the Zeichen Ishmas Yitzhak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda, the Neshamos should both have an aliyah.